Right now, there's going to be another important conversation that you want to eavesdrop on. It's with Rabbi Yoel Karin in Jerusalem area, and we're going to talk to him about several things. I think, Yoel, we need to start a conversation talking about the Mufti of Jerusalem. Now, that's a very high-ranking Muslim cleric, and he is calling for other preachers. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that Muslims have what they call preachers, and on Friday they preach to the people some message. One of them in Jerusalem is calling for the focus of all the other preachers across the Islamic world to be on Al-Aqsa, which is that mosque there on the Temple Mount, the Pewter Dome building, but they conclude, I think, that the entire Temple Mount is considered Al-Aqsa. And then he came back and said, it looks like Israel is trying to destroy Al-Aqsa. Is this simply more incitement? Is this what they're going to continue to do until the Jewish people, as promised by God, receive the Temple Mount?
Well, yes and no. It is, you know, more of the same that we've always heard from them. The Friday sermon, especially the Friday sermon that's given at Al-Aqsa itself, is traditionally just a chance to whip their people up into a frenzy, to denounce Jews, to denounce Christians, to call for their deaths, to call for them to be wiped out. But we're seeing a little bit more of a sense of urgency now. They're basically begging for people to come out and help them and to riot, and the masses aren't responding like they would want them to. And the reason they're doing this is because they're seeing more and more Jews coming to the Temple Mount and Jews becoming more and more bold at the Temple Mount. Last week, a group of 10 Jews arrested for flying the Israeli flag, calling out God's name, and bowing down in prayer. So the Muslims are very upset, and they're grasping at straws now.
Well, indeed, there has been a campaign put in place. As I understand it, Yehuda Glick is going to be the leader in this campaign, but it's a campaign to try to get Jews to visit the Temple Mount, maybe some that have never been up there. I know there are a group of you, you one of them, and many others around the Jerusalem area who go up there on a consistent basis. But now they're trying to get all Jews to go up onto the Temple Mount. Think that campaign's going to help? And if it does, will it incite the Muslims more?
Absolutely. Yes and yes. I think it's going to help. It's going to be great. Any public relations work that we can do, they're even looking at providing transportation. I'm sure there'll be an advertising campaign. Everything we can do to make the Temple Mount consensus, to make the Temple Mount mainstream, is a great thing, and it is going to definitely enrage the leaders of the Islamic Trust, the Waqf, and all Islamic organizations in Israel and around the world.
Could it indeed incite them enough for them to be violent to try to stop the Jews from coming up on the Temple Mount? And the reason I ask this, it seems to me like those who want to put the temple on the Temple Mount and others who are really interested in the sacredness of this holy site for the Jewish people are intensifying their activities. I've been living in Israel since 1991, and I've never seen it like it is today. So could there come a time, a flashpoint, when everything's going to just break out?
Absolutely. You know, movements like this eventually reach some sort of critical mass. And that's, I think, maybe we're not exactly there yet, but we're just about there. More and more people are interested in the Temple Mount. More and more people are showing up. And that's what has the Muslims upset. And yes, if Jews begin to show up on a regular basis in any sizable numbers to the Temple Mount, the Arabs will riot. They'll show out. They'll show up in great numbers. From the surrounding village, from Silwan there near the city of David, they'll come in and they'll start throwing rocks and bottles. And this is a tool that they have learned how to get what they want. They don't want Jews on the Temple Mount. If large numbers of Jews start to show up, they figure if they throw a few rocks and bottles, the police will shoo the Jews away and do whatever they need to do to keep the Arabs quiet. This is what the Arabs have done. And giving into this and doing what they want, shutting down the Temple Mount to Jews, is bad training. It's just like, you know, training a dog. You give him what he wants for the wrong reasons, and he's going to continue to do it. So we're going to have to break them of this habit.
You know, it's interesting to me. It's not only Jews that are being kept from going up onto the Temple Mount, very sacred piece of real estate to them, but Christians as well. Our two sons, Jim and Rick, are over there with our tour group, and they wanted to go up onto the Temple Mount. Christians were stopped as well from going up there, and it was because of the fact that the Israeli officials were concerned it might cause some conflict between the Muslims and non-Muslim people up there. This is not working out well for anybody, is it?
No, and it's always important to remember, and I don't know how many times I've seen them and heard them chanting it up there, "We will fight on Saturday and then on Sunday," and they chant it over and over again. And for anyone with ears to hear and eyes to see, it's plain what they mean. They mean first they're going to get rid of the Saturday people, and then they'll get rid of the Sunday people.
Of course, the Saturday people being the Jewish people, that's their Sabbath, and then the Sunday people would be the Christian community. Well, interesting things going on as it relates to the Temple Mount. The conflict is intensifying. We'll keep talking to you about it. One other item, I see that the guy who is responsible for the international relations for the Temple Institute, Rabbi Chaim Richman, has called for a dedication of the temple. What's that all about? Is it near, or what's going on?
Well, I think what he's doing is he's wanting people to dedicate themselves to the temple, to dedicate themselves to carrying out God's will, to building the third temple, and to laying the foundations for it. I've known Rabbi Richman for many, many years. He's a wonderful man, and he works nonstop. He never stops, and he's very fortunately now. You know, he used to be in all the right wing media outlets and everything. Now he's much more mainstream. He's in the Jerusalem Post all the time, in the Times of Israel. So it's good to see again, bit by bit, the temple becoming more mainstream and in very large. The Jerusalem Post is about it as big as it gets when it comes to Jewish media. And to see Rabbi Chaim Richman there calling for the third temple to be built is a great thing. It's a great thing, and only good can come from it.
And the Temple Institute, those who are at the cutting edge of making preparations for that actual event to happen, the building of the next temple. And to me, it doesn't seem like it's far away before this is all going to begin. The construction will begin for that third temple.
You know, again, this is one of those things that it can sputter along and stumble and stutter and inch its way along, and then overnight, things can change. I've seen things like that happen so often here in Israel, that you think something is months or years away, and all of a sudden it happens overnight, and everybody wakes up and wonders what happened. So, please God, this will happen that way as well.
And as we watch it sputter along, we'll do that with Rabbi Yoel Karen, who is just an excellent broadcast partner, helping us to understand events surrounding the Temple Mount and the preparations to build the next temple. Rabbi, thank you so very much. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you for having me.